This is KERA News. El Pasoans gathered last night to honor the 22 victims of the mass shooting that took place just over a week ago when a gunman targeting Mexicans opened fire in a Walmart. The city held a memorial service in a minor league baseball stadium, and KERA's Mallory Falk was there.
Thousands of El Pasoans streamed into Southwest University Park Stadium, where they were greeted by therapy dogs, patient golden retrievers with silky fur who traveled from Nebraska to provide comfort.
I love animals.
14-year-old Christina Acuna raced over to the dogs.
So when I saw them, I wanted to touch them.
It's been a rough week and a half for the Acuna family. Christina's great aunt was at the Walmart working when the gunman opened fire. She escaped. Christina's mom, Linda, says the family is doing everything they can to support her.
She still doesn't want to go out very much. We've been trying to take her to church and take her out in places, but she's very jumpy, so she really doesn't want to go because she's super traumatized.
Linda says she brought her daughters to the memorial service to show they can keep going in the midst of tragedy. For many, like Christina and Linda, the service wasn't just a space to mourn the dead, but a first tentative step toward healing.
We are a distinctive, multi-generational culture. We stand at the intersection of three states and two countries.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo addressed the crowd.
We are over 2.7 million strong. We will not be dismissed, denigrated, or defined by evil.
Other local leaders took the stage, as did Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said he's launching a domestic terrorism task force in response to the hateful attacks. But it was officials from Mexico who received standing ovations, like Jesus Seade, Mexico's Foreign Affairs Undersecretary for North America.
The terrible consequences of all forms of anti-Mexican, anti-Hispanic rhetoric should now be clear, as well as the need to counter them at all levels and by all means.
Javier Corral, the governor of Chihuahua, said it's time to demand an end to racist anti-immigrant narratives.
No representa a los Estados Unidos ni a la sociedad norteamericana, mucho menos a los vecinos de El Paso, Texas.
Corral described El Paso and Juarez as a binational community with strong bonds of cooperation.
Porque no solo compartimos negocios o industrias o compras en los Walmart.
We don't just share commerce and industries or Walmart purchases, he said. We also share culture, music, food, and in particular, languages and families. Throughout the service, 31 luminarias lit up the baseball field, 22 in the shape of stars to honor those killed here, and 9 circle-shaped luminarias for the victims of the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, that occurred just hours after the one in El Paso. Yvonne Borden came with a friend and fellow teacher. She says seeing those illuminated stars...
That really touched my heart, you know, and I don't want to start crying, but it's really... It hit home.
The weight of the tragedy fully sunk in for the first time, she says, at the service.
Jorge Calvillo Garcia.
Near the end, a chaplain read the names of the victims.
Elsa Liboria Mendoza Marquez.
The crowd raised up their cell phones to cast a light across the stadium. A mariachi performance of Juan Gabriel's Amor Eterno, a Mexican ballad traditionally played at funerals, closed the memorial. In the days since the massacre, it's been performed at vigils throughout El Paso, as a communal expression of grief and as an act of resistance. A fierce wind blew as the mariachi band played, and the sound system shut off. But the musicians kept going, determined to pay tribute. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.